Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Soundsington Media!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Reaching Out gives us the chance to dig a little deeper and answer real questions about space from kids around the world.
This week's question comes from Will and Jack from Charlotte, who asked,
Hi, this is Will and Jack from Charlotte. And my question is, how many Earths fit in the sun? Thank you.
You know, Will and Jack, your timing is perfect because, Meredith, didn't you just get a new calculator?
I did. We love calculators. You can use them for things like adding up your allowance, working on math problems from school, and even figuring out how much you've grown over the past year.
So how many Earths would fit into the sun?
Well, we know the sun is huge. It sits at the heart of our solar system and is by far the biggest object in our solar system, holding 99.8% of our solar system's mass. Let's see here. Believe it or not, Brian, 1.3 million Earths could fit inside the sun.
Okay, then I have another question. How many moons would fit into the Earth?
Well, as we know from a couple weeks ago, the moon has 1/6 the gravity of Earth's, but that doesn't affect the moon's size relative to that of our home planet. So let's see what the official Reach calculator has to say. And voila! Even though 81.5 moons equal the Earth's mass, when we're talking about physical size, it would take about 50 moons to fit inside the Earth.
Got one more.
Okay.
I heard we might actually get a chance to talk to Saturn in the near future.
Cool.
So how many Earths do you think would fit into Saturn?
Well, let's see here. Including the rings?
Not including the rings.
Okay. Done. Even though Saturn's rings are thousands of miles wide, they're quite thin. Some are only 30 feet thick. But in terms of size, Saturn is much larger than Earth, and it'd take more than 700 Earths to fit inside Saturn.
Wow. That'd take a long time to bike all the way around Saturn.
Yeah, I think it'd take a long time to get to Saturn.
Thanks so much for the question, Will and Jack.
And if you have questions about space for a future episode of Reaching Out, get your parents' permission and give us a call at 312-248-3402. Then just leave us a message with your first name, where you're from, and your question for a chance to be featured in an upcoming episode.
We can also accept your questions via email. Just send us your first name, where you're from, and what question you'd like answered to reachthepodcast@gmail.com.
That's it this week for Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Meredith Stepien
and Brian Holden. Reach is produced by Sandy Marshall and Nate DeFort and edited by Nate DeFort.
Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case.
Our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
We're back next week with a full episode of Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com.
We've all been there. You're standing in a museum staring at a painting and all you can think is, I don't get it. To me, knowing the story behind an artwork is a huge part of knowing how to look at it. I'm Amanda, the host of the Art of History podcast, where we view history through the lens of some really great works of art. Each episode, we dive deep into the bigger picture behind some familiar and maybe not so familiar pieces. Check out Art of History now wherever you get your podcasts.